It's just a little thing for like every gay Australian kid who wants to go and make music, every LGBTQ kid who wants to go and make music. You can totally do it and like win an ARIA too. So
that's Australian musician Troy Sivan accepting his ARIA award last night. Troy's speech is like many we've seen at awards show recently, where artists use the opportunity to bring social justice issues to the fore. Alongside LGBTQI issues, lockout laws and Standing Rock were up for discussion. Are these artists the voices of our generation? Dr. Catherine Story is a lecturer in music industry at RMIT. The Wire's Talia Sfingos asked her if acceptance speeches are the place to preach.
I think there's always been a strong connection between music and politics. And I think that artists, especially now that we have things like social media, have been practicing more and more and using their voices to say the things that they really want to say about a variety of different things, whether it be just about things that are happening in their personal life or whether it is about issues in the world that they see as being particularly important. And I think to some extent as well, there is more attention being paid when they do things, especially at award ceremonies. So as part of the sort of 24-hour news cycle, anything that seems a bit controversial or interesting is going to be grabbed.
Do you think that a lot of these artists, is it just something they do as a publicity stunt at an awards ceremony, or are these types of people writing about it in their music and living it? Are we seeing a pattern in that sort of sense?
I think it is a little bit too cynical to say that they are just doing it for publicity, but I think obviously it never hurts. But I think for a lot of these artists, we do see some sort of intersection between other things that they do and the things that they say. So the really obvious example from the ARIAs last night was Troy Sivan, who writes in his music about the issues that LGBTI youth face as they are going through the process of coming out and adjusting to having a different sexual identity maybe to people around them. And he spoke about that as well when he was doing his acceptance speeches, so it made perfect sense that he would be talking about that.
Do the public listen to music artists about social justice issues?
There has been some research that suggests that no, that at the end of the day, what celebrities in general, not just musicians, say about politics doesn't really have a big influence. But also, I have had conversations with students on a more anecdotal level where they've told me things like they went to their first protest about environmental issues because they heard John Butler talking about it or singing about it in some of his songs. So it can have an influence, but I think on a large scale, nobody has been able to measure that in a reliable way.
You said speaking to students, so do you think that if anyone was to be influenced by performers, that it would be young people?
The people it's likely to influence are people who are likely to think that way anyway. So when a celebrity says something that aligns with our own values, we are more likely to listen to them than we might be more likely to act.
And this isn't a new concept, but are the issues that are being debated changing?
Yes, there's always different things that are in the centre of attention at different points in time. So we saw at the ARIAs that a number of people talked about the issue of marriage equality, and that makes sense because at the moment that's a prominent issue in Australian politics. So it's something that's very much in the forefront of people's minds, and it can also be seen as something then that if it's a really hot issue, talking about it might actually get you somewhere.
Is artists mentioning these things enough, or does more have to be done for people to actually take action?
To get anything to meaningfully change, you obviously have to go a lot further than just talking about it or having celebrities say things about it. People do get quite critical sometimes and talk about things like collectivism, where there's sort of a dismissal of the idea that if you just talk about something or if you just post about it on social media, it's not enough. And I think that's right, but still, just the very act of talking and getting people to think about issues is also really important too.
Dr. Catherine Story from RMIT speaking to The Wire's Talia Sfingos.